Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Dr. Trish Francetich, who is a holistic wellness coach, rapid transformational therapy practitioner, hypnotherapist, and pharmacist. She has over 30 years experience in the health and wellness industry, having served in various leadership roles as a community and clinical pharmacist. Dr. Trish has been featured online in Authority Magazine and is a three-time summit speaker. Dr. Trish is the CEO of Rise and Thrive Wellness, LLC, where she combines her expertise in holistic wellness coaching and subconscious reprogramming with her love of leading, inspiring, and educating. She is on a mission to teach thousands of people about the power of the mind and how to build new neural pathways within the brain with hypnosis. She guides ambitious female entrepreneurs to get to the root cause of what's keeping them stuck from reaching their true potential in business, abundance, health, and relationships so they can let go and rewire their mind to unleash their brilliance into the world. Welcome, Trish. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Courtney. Thank you for having me.
I am so glad to have you on. We've been talking about this for a while, and I'm so glad it's finally happening. I am so excited to learn today about rapid transformational therapy, and I don't know too much about it. So I want to learn. I want you to teach the listeners. I'm so excited. So,
yes. This is RTT, rapid transformational therapy, is something I'm very passionate about. And what it is it's a method that was created by Marissa Peer, and she lives in the UK, but she is an international therapist. And this is a refined method that took her, I believe, over 3 decades to perfect. And it basically combines advanced hypnosis. And when I say advanced, is that it involves regression. So we do some timeline therapy. So we go back and we regress back usually to childhood, but it could be any time, whatever the mind knows to go back to, right? It combines psychotherapy. It combines cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. It combines some neuro-linguistic programming and neuroscience. So it is science-based. And it actually has the ability to get to deep-rooted emotions, behaviors, thoughts, beliefs, anything holding us back, you know? So it's pretty powerful. So one session of RTT usually lasts for about 1.5 to 2 hours. And we go in there with the idea of, you know, resolving one issue at a time. So maybe your issue is, you know what, I just keep sabotaging myself and I don't know why, or I have confidence issues. So we look at one issue. And we go into this session and you're going to be hypnotized during the session. And we can talk about hypnosis, you know, more. I know that there's a lot of questions about that. People have their own ideas about hypnosis, but you're hypnotized the whole time and we're communicating. Like we're having a conversation back and forth while you're under hypnosis. And what that does is it accesses your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind knows everything. That's where all your memories are stored. That's where like all your memories, all your feelings, everything is stored there, whether you're conscious of it or not. Usually you're not conscious of it. That's why it's the subconscious, right? But it is the driver of the bus. It is why we do what we do every day. Like we're on autopilot from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed tonight. We're mostly run by our subconscious mind. And so that's what we're accessing. And when I say we regress back, so we're going to regress back to some scenes that's going to be all to do with why you have this problem that we're talking about. And your mind knows. So it's really interesting. So what we do is we go back to those scenes that you choose, And we talk about them and then we reframe them, because those scenes are actually the root and the core reason of why you have this issue today. You know, why you're sabotaging yourself, whatever the issue might be. And we talk about it and we reframe it. And we basically pluck that out, those beliefs, and, you know, in the session. And then we replace those beliefs with some more empowering beliefs. And this is like, it's lasting change. And I basically give you a transformational recording. And that transformational recording is personalized to you. So it's personalized in a way that we do an intake prior to the session and you tell me what you want instead of your issue today. I basically ask you, if I had a magic wand and you could have anything you wanted around this issue, how would you want to be? How would you want to show up in the world? And you tell me that. So I include that on the recording. These are your words that I use, your language, because your mind is going to respond to that. And you're going to listen to that transformational recording for 21 to 28 days. I always like to say 28 days because it's, you know, that's a good time frame. That's like for good measure. And you're going to be changed. This is rapid and it's transformational and it's therapeutic and it's powerful. And that's what I do.
I love it. I'm like so excited to do this. First of all, like, this is absolutely amazing. And so my first question is like hypnosis. Like, so, I mean, like, how do you, I mean, can you like get stuck there? Like how does, I don't know anything about it. Like how does it
work? So you can't get stuck there. You know, all of us, I think, have this preconceived notion of what hypnosis is. If we're not familiar with it, we're familiar with the entertainment hypnosis, right? The hypnotists. And yeah, so this, what I do is not entertainment, and I can't make you quack like a duck if you don't want to quack like a duck. I can't make you do anything you don't want to do. So I can't make you do anything against your will. So you can't get stuck. In fact, when I've had sessions with clients, a lot of times they'll tell me they don't feel like they're in hypnosis. They just feel like they're really relaxed. And a lot of times we'll have some interruptions. Because, you know, this is a 2-hour session. So things come up. They might have a dog, a pet in the room, that I've had clients have to say, I got to get up and go pee. I got to go pee. So they'll do that. And then I'm like, okay, come back and we will go right back into hypnosis and we'll just pick up where we left off. So that's very common. Yeah. But no, you can't get stuck.
That makes sense. It is, but that's very funny because you think of those things like, yeah, I have to pee or the dog's barking. Like, does it break concentration with people? Like if you're kind of in somewhere and you're kind of getting somewhere with asking questions and getting them to that place, do you feel like you have to like put them back there, or do they are they still in it? Like, are they in it while they're going pee and taking the dog out? Or is it like, you've got to get them back there?
Yeah, I do. I usually have to do another induction, like just a short induction, just to get them kind of back to that state of mind where they're really not thinking so much with their conscious mind. So we're basically producing those alpha theta brain waves. When we're in the conscious state, we're producing the faster beta waves. And so it's what we experience in meditation. So basically we come back and I just kind of take them through another really short induction that might take a couple of minutes. And then we just proceed.
And I can kind of relate to that. I know going through Reiki training, I've done Reiki 1 and 2. And I know that, you know, even just doing guided meditation, just random guided meditation, but going through Reiki training where it was a very, very specific guided meditation that took you to a place that, you know, it was a process basically. So I can kind of understand what you're saying there. And it was actually a very emotional process. The first one, I think more than the second one, was very, very emotional for me. So is that something that, you know, that happens during this, like when you're working with people, depending on what they're coming to you for, I'm sure there's, you know, so many different things, just different traumas. Is it emotional for a lot of people? Like, what do you see as a result when people are going through their feelings? You know, are people laughing, crying? Like, You know, what different things do you see?
I've seen a lot of that. In fact, I've actually experienced it myself. And I think every time that I've gone back to a scene, it always surprises me what scenes come up. But I always tell people, don't judge it. Don't judge the scene. I'll get back to that in a minute. I feel like I'm getting off subject. But yeah, people sometimes cry. And sometimes people are like, why is this scene coming up? Like, this is so funny, but this scene's coming up. But what I always try to remind people, because if they get emotional, I say, you know what, just know that, just pretend like this is a movie and you are not re-experiencing this event, because it could have been traumatic. You never know what's going to come up sometimes. And I always tell people, you're in a safe space. I'm holding your vision. I am here to support you. And I will talk them down if they get too emotional, which I've never really had that happen, but I do have people get upset and the tears come. And then I just reassure them that they're not reliving it. It's just, they're just kind of like looking at a movie, and it's okay. And we're going to reframe all of those scenes. We're going to reframe it. And that's going to be part of the healing process.
Wow. That's so amazing. That's so powerful. So what is generally like a time frame that you have when you're working with people? So they come in and they do it. You said they do a session and it's like a 2-hour session. So what is the takeaway? Like, what is, like, is there work to do afterwards? Like, is there like homework to do?
Yeah, I like to call it hack work. Because basically the whole thing we're doing neurohacking. I like to consider it neurohacking. So what we do is I'll just kind of go over the process with you then. So awesome. People contact me. We go through this really in-depth intake form. So we do a 30-minute pre-RTT session. And I just get all this information. I have questions to ask. You know, I get some background information about them, like their childhood. We talk a little bit about that. We talk a little bit about their presenting problem, how that comes up, how that shows up for them, and the feelings around that problem. And then we go over some like triggers and emotions and things like that. And then we talk about, I do the magic wand thing. I'm like, okay, if I had a magic wand, you know, what would you like to be different? What do you want to be true for you? And then I ask them, like, life without the problem, like, take me through a day in the life of you, like going about your day from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night. What's going on with you? How are you feeling? How are you? What are your thoughts? And these are all going to be positive thoughts. And all this stuff is going to go into their transformational recording that I do. It's an audio. It's going to be about 20 minutes long. And that's the end result. But so after we do the pre-session, then we schedule the session, the actual RTT session. And I give them all kinds of information about the session. You know, we do the Q&As and all that and go over any concerns they might have. We do the session, and then at the end of the session, you know, we do the regression and all that. And then we basically, like I said, we get to the root cause of that problem. And it's usually, sometimes you open up a can of worms, like sometimes it's like a Pandora's box, right? It can like open up some more insights into their issue. But a lot of times it's beneficial. It's just, the process is so amazing. It really does sound like magic. It really is magical, but again, it's science. So after we do the reframing, then we do the transformational recording, and then I actually take them in a hypnosis then, and I record it. And then what I record is what they're going to listen to then at home for the next 28 days. And the homework that I give them, like I said, I call hack work, and it could be anything. It's related to what they have going on. Like, we do some pattern interrupts. So like, say they have ruminating thoughts or they have a lot of negative thoughts. When I help people with abundance issues, like, or money issues and things like that, if they start to get like into their old pattern of thinking, like, oh my God, my bank account, you know, they start these looping negative thoughts. I'm like, okay, we got to stop those thoughts, because basically we got to get rid of that energy. So on the conscious level, so we're doing subconscious work in the RTT session, and then the hack work we're doing on a conscious level. So when they're like going about their day, they're going to be more aware of those thoughts that are holding them back. And we're going to reframe those thoughts. So we do some affirmations, if you will, that they also listen to along with their recording. So they're going to record their affirmations. We're going to create those. I'm going to help you create those. And you're going to listen to those and maybe even put little sticky notes around your house with that. So we're training the subconscious mind, and we're training the conscious mind as well. And we're going to do pattern interrupts, and what pattern interrupts is going to be different for each person. Like, I use the pattern interrupt called stop it. And I learned this from my mentor, Mary Lou Rodriguez. And she's like, when a negative thought comes up, just go, stop it. Stop thinking that. And what do I want to think instead? And then you replace it with a positive thought, basically. You're like, I have lots of money in my bank account. What are you talking about?
I love it.
Or like, don't, you know, stop thinking that way. Like, and think of, reframe it. Like, maybe say, I'm trying to learn a lesson out of this. You know, maybe this is a lesson I need to learn about maybe not relying on somebody else for my paycheck. You know, maybe I need to get out there and rely on myself.
That's pretty cool. So like, I'm just envisioning this. I'm like putting myself in the place of like being in this therapy. So like when a client like leaves, so, okay, they're done their session. Okay. They walk away. Okay. They're under hypnosis. Like, do we remember like as we're leaving, do we remember like everything that went on? Is it like in our subconscious? Is it like, okay, I'm taking this with me and I can physically, like you said, like, because I'm going to starting right now, I'm going to be like, stop it, girl. Cause like every time that happens, I'm going to think of you and be like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. But like when people walk away, is it kind of like they're remembering exactly what happened in the session? Is it things that come back to them later? Is it like, how does that work?
So this is the amazing part that I really don't quite understand myself, but so you're in this dreamlike state. I'll just say hypnosis is different for everybody. You could even maybe feel like you're not in hypnosis, but your mind is just, it's, I don't even know how to explain it really. People might not feel like they're in hypnosis when they are. I've had times when I've been under hypnosis, and I like when the therapist is taking me back to a scene and I'm like, okay, a scene's not coming up, and I'm sitting there thinking about it, consciously thinking about it. And I'm like, okay, so I'm not in hypnosis, and I'm judging it. And the best thing I can say to do is just to not judge it. And I am here to guide you as the therapist. So when I see that you're kind of starting to use your logical mind in the hypnosis when you're supposed to be not doing that, I go, it's a thought's coming back to you right now. Just stop thinking about it. And then that usually helps get them back into that relaxed state. But afterwards, you remember, I'm just speaking for myself, I remember everything. And what I usually do is I will go back right after the session, and I will go and I will journal what scenes came up for me, because I'm always like, wow, because it is like an aha moment when you can get to the root cause of a belief that you had no idea. You're like, that's what's been holding me back all these years. Like, that's what keeps me from putting myself out on social media. Wow. And so I will go and I'll journal afterwards. So it's all in my mind, like right there. Like, if I don't journal about it a week later, I'm like, okay, what was it that came up for me? Like, I know that we reframed that and I remember it because of the recording, but specific things from the session, I don't necessarily remember if I don't journal about it right after. So that's what I always recommend people do. That's something good to do.
I think that's awesome. And I can absolutely relate to that. I'm just going back to my Reiki experience. And that was the big thing is what it was after we went back to that, okay, we're recalling an image. We're recalling a scene. We're going back to that place. And I guess pretty much it was like hypnosis when you really think about it. It's not really called that, but it was guided meditation, but it definitely took me back to that place. It triggered a lot of emotions. I mean, that was my Reiki One training was absolutely 120% life altering for me. It changed the trajectory of a lot of things in my life. And it was a very emotional experience, but that was what it was about. It was after the guided meditation, after we went through the process, the little process we went through of the meditation, it was okay, now go and journal quietly. And that was basically what it was. Cause it was, trying to get that feeling back. You know, it's hard to, when you have a feeling to try and describe it. Sometimes it's almost like when you have a dream and you wake up and something's vivid with your dream and you wake up and you're like, whoa, that was weird. I don't even understand where that came from. And then you go to try and explain to somebody your dream and you're like, I don't even know how to say where I was at or what was happening and all this stuff. So it's kind of like that, where I feel like when I went through that experience with the guided meditation and it took me back to that place, it was so emotional that I don't even know how long I was sitting there writing it all down, but it was, I wrote every last feeling down because I wanted to keep that feeling in my heart and I wanted to remember it. And I go back to it often and it's pretty amazing.
Yes. Exactly. It is like dreamlike. And that would make sense because it's really not about, like, when we talk about meditation or hypnosis, we're kind of in the same space, we're producing the same like brain waves really. And so, we are accessing that subconscious mind. And so that would make total sense. I had no idea about Reiki and that. So that's really interesting. I'll have to learn a little bit more about that myself.
It's pretty cool. And there's been talk of like us doing like the next levels of it. Cause it's like, there's the four levels. And then when you hit the fourth level, you're like a Reiki master, which you can then, teach Reiki to other people and certify other people. And I've gotten the first and the second, and the first session is, Reiki on a person physically. And the second one is Reiki from a distance, which is cool, where you use like a proxy, which is pretty awesome. Okay. So, but it's an amazing experience, and it takes you through guided meditation, and it's very specific. It's really a special process, and you just learn so much, and you learn so much about yourself. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, Reiki is an amazing thing, and it's just all about energy. And it's like you said, it's science. Energy is real. It's science. And all of what you're doing is such. This is just so amazing. I'm excited to do it. I can't wait.
I'm excited too. I do want to really talk about the transformational audio, because that is what makes this successful. That's what really reinforces everything from the session and helps you to reframe and helps you to transform into the person or the habits you want to adopt and the habits, this is what's going to determine your success. So this recording I create it from your intake, and I create it from the session and all the scenes that come up. We basically reframe those scenes. And so we make the negative, always make it positive in the transformation recording. And so you're going to listen to that for 28 days daily. You can listen to it more than once a day. The best time to listen is like either before you get out of bed in the morning, when you're still kind of in that little bit of lull from the night's sleep, or right before you go to bed at night. Even if you do fall asleep, our mind is still listening. We may not feel like it is, but it definitely is. But I always tell people, if you're worried about going to sleep, just sit up in your bed it's just a 15 to 20 minute audio recording. And we go through the whole induction again, and then you listen to it, and it's amazing.
I'm excited. I think this is fantastic. So that was actually going to be my next question. That's the takeaway that's actually going to be where the transformation happens is, you leave with the thoughts, and then that audio is basically what you're kind of going on. That's where the transformation happens. And then how long of a process is that? Like, how long do you think people listen? I know you were saying something about like 28 days.
Yeah. So RTT says 21 days, But I always say, go that extra week, minimum of 21 days. And I'm basically going to meet with you along the way. I'm going to meet with you after, the first few days, see how it's going for you. You're going to sign a little contract saying you're going to listen to your audio and you're going to do your hack work, for the remainder of our time, working together. And yeah, so that's what you do. So we're going to meet a couple of times along the way. And then that's going to be included in your session with me.
Not even just the accountability, the fact of like, are you doing that hack work? Are you listening? Are you keeping on track? And just kind of to check in too, because I would imagine that, being an emotional experience and almost having somebody that's there for you to be like, okay, I'm feeling this way, is there something that I should be doing? Is this normal that I'm feeling this way? Or even just the stop it,
Yeah. So it's going to be different for everybody. And that's a good question is when will I start seeing the changes from our session? Some people it's immediate. Some people like they'll walk away from the session being like, holy moly, like that was incredible. Most everybody does that. But sometimes they won't see changes right away, like if it's in their behavior. But sometimes they can have a massive shift right away. Then it's a lot of times it can be incremental. So you see consistent shifts like every day over time. And sometimes we have also what we call retroactive, where you see shifts, you don't see shifts right away, but then suddenly one day, like say, on day 21 or something or whatever day, you go back and you're like, you know what? I haven't yelled at my husband, or I haven't had that thought about, work. I haven't been thinking, those negative thoughts about something. You just all of a sudden you realize, or sometimes you see shifts in other areas of your life. Not even areas maybe that you came to see me about, but you might see shifts in your relationships. You might see shifts in, oh my gosh, I'm drawing in all this money, or I'm focused on my business and I'm actually doing posts on social media and I'm actually more social. I'm actually putting myself out there more. So, sometimes you don't realize it right away, and that's okay. Everybody's different.
That's awesome. So I don't know what else is there to add. What else do you want everybody to know about RTT? I think you covered a lot.
Yeah.
I think you covered a lot.
I don't think I actually talked about all the things RTT can help with. We have, I typically like to define there's three categories of issues that we deal with. One is there's deep-rooted issues. And a lot of times those can actually take more than one session to clear up. But usually with RTT, it's 1 to 3 sessions, usually no more than 3 sessions, unless we're dealing with some really deep rooted issues. A lot of times that could be eating disorders. That could be releasing weight. We have a lot of, that could be a very deep rooted topic for people. PTSD is a really big one. A lot of times getting that resolved can be, and that's not really my area of expertise, but sometimes trauma does come up. And if something comes up during our session, we're not going to just quit the session. I will then tell them, I'm going to refer you to someone else that I think you should go to that really deals with this. It's beyond my scope. And so that does come up sometimes. But usually things can get resolved in like one session. So the deep-rooted issues, and then we also have resistance issues. So this is where I had a lot of issues myself, is resistance in my business, going from corporate to entrepreneurial work, is I found myself like my conscious mind was saying, you want to do this, you want to get out of your job, you want to get your business off up and going. But I was finding myself was like, I was not making that leap. Like I wasn't doing some of the action steps I needed to do. And it was so frustrating because I'm sitting here saying, I want this, but my subconscious is like, nope, nope, nope. We're not doing that right now. You got something you got going on. You're scared, it was fears. And it's, It's stuff from my childhood, you know, something, it's amazing what comes up. And so RTT helps you get to the root cause. It helps you, you know, I can sit here, you can say, well, I need more willpower and I'm just going to do it. Willpower is why, oh my gosh, I guess I could just say willpower is like New Year's resolutions, right? It's why we don't succeed with those a lot. And you can get somewhere with willpower, but you're going to be more successful and it's going to be more rapid results if you just do hypnosis and you have a hypnotherapist guide you and you figure out what it is holding you back, because you would be surprised at what you discover in that session. So that's two types of issues. And then we also have, I'm trying to think, so that would be like self-sabotage, any other kind of resistance that we have. Perfectionism can be a big one. Like we have to do everything perfect. If it's not perfect, we're not putting it out there, you know, like we're not going to do a post. I'm always using these as examples because this is some of the stuff that I had to deal with.
I'm like, are you describing me, Trish? I'm like, what is that? Like,
yes, this was me too. And getting to the root of all that was amazing for me.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But we also have the resistant issues, and then we have negative, like ruminating thoughts. So which those ruminating thoughts, negative thoughts and habits and things like that, and the resistant issues, they're really easy. We can usually whip that out, nip that in the bud in one session.
That's awesome. Cause I think no matter what, I mean, there's probably people that I'm sure have more than one of those combined in one. I'm sure most of your people aren't just one category when you think about it. I mean, I probably have all three of them mixed in there, but you know, yeah. You look at negative thoughts and I mean, so many of us, I mean, I think it's just, you know, it's just the world we live in. You just automatically go to do that. And it's almost like that, stop it, you know, think of the positive, like put the positive spin on it, because mm-hmm. you know, that's what's going to take you places. The negative thoughts are just going to bring you down, and you know, kind of combining them with the other thing. So it's you're gonna have your work cut out for me.
That's awesome. Well, all of it works well together. You know, when you're doing your hypnosis audio every day, you do the RTT session, and then we do the pattern interrupts as our hack work, and we do our affirmations. All of it together makes it, you know, sets you up for success, basically. Affirmations alone, I mean, I'm not knocking affirmations, but a lot of times you can sit there and do affirmations for a year and not really see results. You've really got to break through on that subconscious level. And that's what's going to give you rapid transformation. And that's why it's so powerful. And I'm just like, I'm ready to share it with the world because it really helped me get out of my way. It really helped me get unstuck and gave me so much clarity on, you know, what I wanted to do, what direction I wanted to go into, and give up a lot of my limiting beliefs. Like, oh, you know, I was thinking people would think that they would judge me, you know, the RTT is a little bit hocus pocus or whatever, but it's not. And so I'm ready to step up now and say, I'm bringing this to the world. I want to change lives like it changed my life, and I'm ready.
I love it. And I can A, see your passion, and B, see your transformation, just knowing you for the past year and just seeing that you found your area of expertise. Like, you're shining, like this is what you were meant to do. And it's just awesome that you actually used the thing that you're using in your life, you actually embraced it and are now using it to help other people, which is fantastic. So, you know, yes. You can use your own experience. And that's always a good thing to be able to say, hey, I've been there, done that. It worked for me. And I want to help work for you. So, you know, so that's super powerful. And I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations on all of this. It's so great. And I know I have a lot of clients that could totally benefit from this that I'm working with that absolutely going to send your way. Mm-hmm. And at the end, for anybody that is interested in working with Trish after the podcast, there will be ways to connect with her, to set up a connect call, to connect with her on social media, her website, all of that will be there to reach mm-hmm. out to her, to set up an appointment or at least a connection call to see if you guys want to work together.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I wanted to say a little bit about the hypnosis that I'm providing, like as a complimentary. It's just, it's fun. It'll kind of give you an idea of what it's like to be hypnotized. We do an induction and then it's just a progressive relaxation. And I haven't decided which one I'm going to give you access to. So it'll be interesting to either be on self-worth, self-love, or confidence. But it's going to be cool. And it's general, you know, this is just giving you an idea of what it's like to be hypnotized.
That's so cool. I'm excited. Well, thank you so much for being on today for all of this awesome information. I'm so excited to do this. And I know that this can benefit so many people. I know so many of my clients just in general. And again, education is key. Not knowing, you know, in this realm, being in this space, both, you know, being in the space of, you know, yoga, meditation, Reiki, where I do all of that portion, you know, I'm certified in that area for yoga and Reiki and, you know, and I've never even experienced this or have really heard too much about it. So the fact that you're getting out there and educating people, because that's the key thing. If people don't know what it is or know that it's out there, you know, that's the big purpose of this. So, you know, hopefully a lot of people will be listening to this podcast and learning what it is so that they'll give it a try and transform their own lives. So
fantastic. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm super excited too.
Thank you so much for being on. You are wonderful and good luck. Congratulations. I'm so excited for this journey that you're on. You're going to change so many lives.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on, Trish. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.